Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Railroads played a crucial role in the development of the state. They provided safe and reliable transportation, connecting the frontier to the rest of the nation. Well, it's been about a century since their peak. Railroads are still vital in supporting the state's agriculture-dominated economy. The South Dakota Railroad Museum in Hill City tells the story of trains in the state, the history of trains. The museum is located next to the Black Hills Central Railroad, which operates the 1880 train. The museum is funded by donations and grants, and this Friday, the museum holds its Hobo Nights fundraising event at the Rushmore Plaza Civic Center. Joining us is the museum's director, Rick Mills. And Rick, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Hey, Carl, pleasure to be with you.
Now, is Hobo Nights, is that the big fundraiser for the museum?
Yes, it's one of the events that we have throughout the year that we not only have a lot of fun, but we actually promote the museum as well as different events that we're doing around the state to preserve railroad history as well as educate folks about the role of railroad history in our state. But not only that, but also what railroading is still doing for us as a state and as a nation.
Now, I mentioned the Hobo Nights fundraiser. Tickets still available for that, or is that
Actually, the tickets are still available. If you want to give me a call today out here at the museum, we can still get you in. The thing, we're still selling tickets all the way through Friday morning, are the raffle tickets that we've been offering for the last 3 or 4 months. And that is for our $25,000 Canadian Rail Adventure. And that's been a real popular event. We still do have some tickets available. So what you get if you win this raffle, you will get a $25,000 13-day trip across Canada, all airfare and expenses paid, and it's going to be a real neat event. You can take that trip whenever you want, and then you can book it either late this year or anytime in 2016. Now, the thing about it is we only have 1,000 tickets at $100 each, so you do have a really good chance of winning.
Now, this is an amazing trip. This goes from Toronto to Vancouver?
That is correct, yep. So and we fly you to Toronto, and actually you get on the train there 3 days, 3 nights, and then you will be in Banff, Rocky Mountain National Park, and do some tours there during the days. Then you put you back on the train for 2 more days and go down to Vancouver. And so it's a real fantastic trip, and then we fly you home from Vancouver. But there's also a day trip in from Toronto down to Niagara Falls. A lot of other neat perks, too, plus $500 spending money if you want to go get you a special meal or something when you're in one of the resorts or whatever. So a lot of neat things to do with this trip.
Have you ever been on this trip or a trip like that?
I have not, but one of my my assistant here at the museum took it a while back, and she thought it was just marvelous, and then several of our members have done it. And they treat you well, and it's a fantastic event, and especially if you take it during the summer, you get to go out on the glaciers in Rocky Mountain National Park, and it's really a neat event.
What is it about rail travel? I mean, any trip like this that, what are you seeing? What's the experience like that, what makes it so different from, say, driving your car across Canada?
Well, essentially, you get the experience. The package you get is not just a regular coach trip. This is a deluxe trip where you have your own sleeper. You can stay in your own compartment if you want. You are also able to go out into the lounge. But the great thing about it is you get to see the country, and you don't have to worry about doing the driving or fighting all the traffic or anything. And you get to see areas that are along the railroads that you don't see from the highways. In addition to you get a lot of different experiences where you get to interact with folks that literally are from all over the world that ride this train. It's a very neat package because you get to go in, have your dinner in the diner. They put you with folks a lot of times that are from other continents, and it makes for really a neat cultural experience, but you get to do it on a train. And, of course, traveling by train is not like any other form of transportation. It's not like flying in a flying pipe. You get to experience the country. You get to experience the culture, And it just makes for a really remarkable experience.
Now, we're talking about these fundraising events, the raffle, the hobo nights. How when you look at the South Dakota fundraising, the South Dakota Railroad Museum, what is it that keeps it going? How is this institution funded?
The South Dakota State Railroad Museum, the name itself is kind of confusing for folks, but because it has the word state in it, they think that this is a state operated, state funded museum. The state in there symbolizes that we cover all of the railroads in South Dakota, try to promote and preserve all of their history, but we do not receive any federal or any state monies. So when we're going out and talking to folks, we tell them basically our admissions, donations, and memberships are what fund us. And we happen to have a great location here in Hill City, right next to the South Dakota, South Dakota's only summer 1880 train where steam locomotives are run. So we have a great location, but still, admissions, memberships, and donations are what keep us going year-round.
Now, you mentioned summer there in the Black Hills, the 1880 train. We've got fall right around the corner. Is there still a lot going on at the Railroad Museum once the summer tourism season ends and the fall comes along?
Well, actually we're in our second summer season now that the rally's over with.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny because a lot of the cyclists are not here necessarily to do museums. So we kind of experience a lull. But then as the season starts again, we get a lot of bus tours and a lot of other things going on, and folks coming to the hills to see the colors. So, it's really a neat second season for us in that respect. But then we also go in and we have our Christmas season between Thanksgiving and Christmas, where the museum is decorated up in all sorts of Christmas decorations, model trains, and everything else. So we're just kind of gearing up for those fall and winter seasons now.
There's this special event going on in October that I think looks kind of interesting. That's a Photo Express. What is that?
This is the first year we've done this. We're right next to the 1880 train, and it's a great partnership we have with them. They're a private organization. And this year we're actually having what we call the Photographers Express. A lot of folks and a lot of train companies around the country take folks around, and they actually take them out on the train, let them off in certain spots that are very scenic, then run the train by so they can get really neat shots of the train at speed. We here at this 1880 train, of course, have steam locomotives, so you'll be able to see the train going by and get some really neat shots. And of course, in October 3rd is when we're going to have this. This is a special time. You'll have a lot of colors out on the aspens and the birch and everything out here on the hills. But also, there's a chance that, if there's a little bit of snow in the area that day, because here in the Black Hills, by October, you just never know exactly what it's going to be. But you'll have a chance to get out, get some shots that people don't get as a rule, because you can't walk out into the Black Hills National Forest to get these shots and, get pictures of the train that aren't really what I would call the pedestrian shots, that in Hill City or at crossings or whatever. And so this is going to be an event for anybody that loves photography or loves trains. But what we're also doing with it is we're making it into kind of a photo, kind of a special day where photographers from around the state and across the Midwest are going to come and tell folks how they do some of their photography, how they enjoy it, some of the things that they might be able to pick up some tips on. So Chad Coppice and some of his folks from South Dakota Tourism are going to come out and give us a program. Then also Chris Laskowski is coming out from the Twin Cities and do a video program for us. And he's going to be telling us about how to videotape the different things along the railroad tracks. And then also the still working the front counter a little bit here today too. So, but anyway, that'll be something that'll be great for photographers, historians, and then others that want to learn more about photography, and also be able to ride a train. And then we're also going to have a special event here. We're going to line up all of the locomotives that the Black Hills Central has for a special photographer shoot. This hasn't been done here in Hill City since 2003. So it's going to be kind of a fun day.
You're listening to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with Rick Mills, who's the director of the South Dakota Railroad Museum in Hill City. And Rick, it's been a couple of years since Dakota Midday was there broadcasting from the Railroad Museum. Curious as to what's happened with the museum since then? New exhibits?
New exhibits. We have all sorts of new things since you've been here, Carl. If you remember, one of our big feature items is the big model train layout that has different scenes from around South Dakota. We actually have members from all over the state and throughout the region that come in and work on it over time and put in more exhibits and more scale buildings and everything else that represent South Dakota. So that's one of our big things. Our timeline mural has expanded because, honestly, it's kind of amazing. This is our fifth anniversary already out here in Hill City. So time's moving right along, but we've got a great membership that's working on new exhibits. This year we finally premiered our first part of our film and TV exhibit, which has clips of TV shows and movies that have been filmed here in South Dakota using the railroads. So if you're a fan of Gunsmoke or How the West Was Won or some of those classic shows, as well as even clips from newer things like the 1880 train was used for filming of Spielberg's Into the West miniseries of several years back. We're getting more clips all the time. And folks that come in, we literally have folks from all over the world visiting the museum here in the hills, and they get a chance to see not only the railroads and their history, but also it shows a little bit about South Dakota culture, too. So we're able to kind of combine that into a format that's kind of fun for everybody.
In hearing you talk about the exhibits there and what it takes to put them on, it sounds like there are a lot of other people, volunteers, who also share your love of trains and South Dakota history to make this all happen there at the museum.
Yeah, we really do have a great group of not only our board of directors that represents, all areas of the state, but also our members and our volunteers that are literally from all over the nation. They come in. We actually have folks come out once in a while, and they'll spend 2 or 3 days just helping us with projects here, as well as doing special exhibits that they're kind of, familiar with and that they have a talent for. But, I mean, one thing that I really try and stress is if folks are coming in as volunteers or whatever, I want them to have fun and enjoy what they're doing. And we have great partners with some of the businesses in South Dakota. So South Dakota Wheat Growers is one of the biggest and most familiar, but also the railroads in the state. So they see how important it is to not only tell, the history of railroading, but also how important it has been and it still is to our state and our economy.
What is it that you find so fascinating, Rick, about railroad history and railroads and trains today?
Well, it's always been a passion of mine, Carl. Since I was a kid, I've always loved trains. When I got into college, I ended up writing my first book on railroad history. There's just something about railroads that tie us together as a nation, and not so much anymore that we don't see them in everyday life, but still, they just really give us a sense of community in some ways, but yet they're still so influential. Every time you flip on the light switch, you go to your cupboard and get a loaf of bread or whatever. That's something that's probably moved on rail at some point, and it still influences us so much to today. But trains are just fun, and I'm a big boy. I guess that's what it is. Boys of all sizes love, their trains and their toys, but it's something that families can kind of embrace as well, because so many of us have, railroading history in our families, and it's been important to our state, and it still is.
And there's just the whole romance of trains, even though the heyday of trains long past. I mean, there's probably more songs about trains, second only to love, perhaps.
That's about right. It's a metaphor for so many things. It's where we want to be. It's how we get there. It's some of the pitfalls that we experience along the way. A train is a tremendous metaphor, and there's just something fascinating about the size and the perspective and the breadth of the railroad system. They go places where we can't go.
Well, Rick, I want to thank you so much for joining us on Dakota Midday here. And again, still tickets for the Hobo Nights fundraising event, as well as the raffle for the trip across Canada.
Yes, if folks want to go online to sdsrm.org, or they can call us directly here at the museum, and that's 605-574-9000.
Well, Rick, thanks so much for joining us on Dakota Midday, and I hope you have a great time at the Hobo Nights this Friday.
Great. Thank you so much, Carl. We appreciate your support.